Welcome back. Traffic is heavy this morning on I-81, despite the fact that 47% of people are still in bed waiting for government handouts. Yuck, yuck. That's a tweet from Garrick Nolan of Roanoke, Virginia, in response to Mitt Romney's comments that 47% of Americans are dependent on government and pay no income tax. Video of the speech, of course, has been posted online. We'll link you up at herenow.org. And there were many more tweets mocking the comments, but others were critical of all the media attention. Stu Bergier of the Glenn Beck Program tweets, "While our embassies burn, today's big story is that Mitt Romney accurately stated government statistics about income taxpayers." By the way, no embassies are burning, just so as you know. But whatever you think about the comments, social media and the internet are major players in this campaign. Alex Fitzpatrick covers the presidential campaigns and social media for the social media site Mashable. Alex, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And let's just start with a little more about how Mitt Romney's tape that surfaced from a fundraiser last May, is reverberating on Twitter. What are you seeing?
Well, like you said, we're seeing a lot of people making fun of the comments immediately, but also people defending them. It very much depends on where people stand on their political beliefs as to what they're saying on Twitter, as they would in real life.
Well, I'm seeing mostly critical. I'm seeing Nicholas Kristof, of course, the New York Times columnist, asking, "What will Romney do for an encore?" Condemn people who don't save enough for a weekend house. And then there's Chris Rock. Chris Rock says, "Hey, Mitt Romney, you know that huge lead Obama has? You built that." But I'm also noticing that these people who, well, we should explain, and I'm relatively new to Twitter myself, but these people who are tweeting are also using a hashtag Romney Encore. Tell us a little bit about how the presidential campaigns, both of them, are using these hashtags and what they mean.
Sure. Well, that hashtag in particular was started organically by somebody who, I think it was actually Nick Kristof's tweet that started off that hashtag, or at least made it popular. And so an organic hashtag is one that Twitter users start using, and it gets adopted through this natural viral process. But then the campaigns have both started paying for trending topics on Twitter.
And stop right there. Trending topics. That's what this is.
Right, exactly. A trending topic on Twitter is a popular phrase that people are tweeting about often enough that it's actually one of the top 10 most retweeted phrases on all of Twitter during a certain time period.
Right. So the campaigns, you say, pay for them. How do they pay for them, and what are they in each case?
Sure. The campaigns pay for them by paying Twitter as a form of advertising. A nationally trending topic in the United States on Twitter costs between $100,000 and $140,000 for a 24-hour period.
Yikes!
It's quite a bit of money, but when you put it into comparison with how much advertising costs elsewhere on the web and on television, it's actually a fairly small amount of money. Small amount of advertising budget that's going to these trends.
So both the Romney and Obama campaigns have these trending topic handles, whatever they are. Which does each have? And also, how is it going for them? Because we understand you can get this with the hope that you'll have all this positive exposure through on Twitter, but it doesn't work that way.
No, it often doesn't. A lot of times, almost every time there's a popular hashtag Twitter campaign, there are people that we call it hijacking. They hijack the hashtag for their own purposes. So, for instance, a conservative-leaning super PAC purchased the $16 trillion fail trending topic during the DNC a couple of weeks ago, and their aim was to point out how the national debt has increased under the Obama administration. But the vast majority of tweets using that hashtag, $16 trillion fail, pointed out how the national debt increased a lot under the Bush administration because of the two wars and the tax cuts.
Well, here's another example. Sticking with the RNC, we understand a conservative super PAC bought hashtag Are You Better Off? But I'm looking at some of the tweets that have responded, and here's one, hashtag, are you better off? Hell yeah. So, you know, people are using that one. But the same thing happened with the Obama campaign. What did the Obama campaign buy?
The Obama campaign bought Forward 2012, which is their campaign slogan, which they were definitely playing on a lot during the DNC. You know, conservatives and people who disagree with the Obama campaign use that to talk about, why they didn't like the Obama campaign. Well, I've got one tweet here that's Forward 2012, because if you look back at Obama's failed presidency, you won't vote for him.
Right. That's from, I see that too, from @RBP Pundit. RP Pundit, right. Here's another one from Michael O. It looks like O'Shaysnan. Forward 2012, away from the truth and towards higher taxes. So overall, this investment that the presidential candidates are making in Twitter, how's it going?
Well, I think considering it's such a small investment, it's not really, it's not like they're wasting money. But, you know, the trending topic does get a message out there. It gets people at least talking about the campaign. But it seems as if what I've noticed just in the past few weeks is that conservative and Romney's trending topics tend to get hijacked much more frequently and more powerfully than the Obama hashtags do. That's just my observation. I haven't done analysis to back that up with, you know, with numbers quite yet. That's just what I've seen.
Well, it could respond to the fact that could correspond to the fact that President Obama has 19 million Twitter followers. Mitt Romney, of course, who probably started later, has a million. And yet, are they real? You know, there have been reports that the campaigns, and not just the presidential, but other campaigns, might be buying Twitter followers. Are these real Twitter followers?
Yeah, both campaigns have denied that they buy Twitter followers, and I doubt they do, because the idea with Twitter is you want to get a message out there to real people who are going to the polls on election day. So there's really no point in spending money on people who aren't real just to have a bigger number on your profile page. That's just sort of an ego thing and not worth the money, in my opinion. But as far as the real people following the president and Mitt Romney, because there are such high-profile people, they're bound to get a lot of fake followers, a lot of people who are set up accounts just to spam Twitter with various messages.
Well, but one last question, Alex, before we let you go. Who's writing them? You know, President Obama's account has a note saying it's run by staffers, but any tweets from the president are signed with his initials. Romney's account doesn't have that. Do we know who's writing them?
Yeah, both campaigns have digital staff who's writing the tweets, except unless Obama signs with BO, then it's from him. The Romney campaign works with Mitt Romney very closely on many tweets, but they don't sign tweets right from him with, you know, MR or anything like that. But they do. They see the at Mitt Romney Twitter account as Mitt Romney's voice. So it's almost as if a campaign statement is written by a campaign staffer but signed Mitt Romney. He's not writing all of those statements, but it's verified to be in his voice.
Well, and he's got to be responsible for it, both. Alex Fitzpatrick covers the presidential campaigns and social media for the social media site Mashable. Alex, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, don't forget, you want to contact us at Here and Now, at Here and Now Robin. My account is so pitiful. It's so small. It just started. Tweet me. Back in a minute, Here and Now.